You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Cedarburg man has been ordered to pay another $25,000 after pleading no contest to polluting Six Mile Creek last year. Daniel Burns III was the owner of the former Plainwell Tissue Landfill. He was originally ordered to pay $25,000 after being charged with two misdemeanors for polluting the creek, which runs into Lake Altoona. On Tuesday, an Eau Claire County judge ordered Burns to pay an additional $25,000 after ruling that he had not taken any action to clean up the site over the last year as previously ordered. A downtown Menominee business suffered extensive damage in an overnight fire this week. Officials say the fire started at around 10:15 on Tuesday night in the area of Main Street East and 3rd Street East. Fire crews were still on the scene Wednesday morning spraying the affected areas. Town & Country Antiques was identified as the business that suffered the most extensive damage, but authorities are working to determine how many other buildings were affected. The DOT temporarily closed some nearby streets while crews were working to extinguish the fire. As Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald prepares to leave the agency, he's put his full support as his replacement behind Captain Darren Hodek. Sheriff Fitzgerald announced his intent to resign effective June 1st to pursue another opportunity in the private sector with Mosaic Technologies. Governor Tony Evers opened the application process to fill the position through the remainder of the term, ending in January of 2027, soon after. Captain Hodek officially introduced himself as a candidate for the position at a Barron County board meeting earlier this week. A Republican-sponsored bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly that would change the technical definition of a riot has been removed from the Assembly Judiciary Committee's agenda. The legislation would have defined a riot as a gathering of at least three people that could pose a threat of property damage or injury. Critics of the bill argued that the broad language could be used to weaken the First Amendment protections afforded to citizens, specifically protections to peacefully assemble. The legislation now appears unlikely to move forward this session. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. During a virtual conference this week, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they have until the end of the month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. St. Croix County authorities are investigating after finding two people dead during a welfare check in Springfield Township. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, a family member requested that law enforcement authorities conduct a wellness check on a woman at the property at around 9 p.m. on Monday. When they arrived at the scene, they discovered the bodies of the woman and a man along with a firearm. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, but say there does not appear to be an ongoing threat to the community. A Rice Lake man has been sentenced to over 7 years in prison for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. 34-year-old David Anderson Jr. had previously entered a guilty plea to the charge in federal court. He was arrested last year when law enforcement authorities used a confidential informant to make two controlled buys of methamphetamine from him. Authorities executed a search warrant at his home following the controlled buys and seized over 200 grams of methamphetamine that was prepackaged for distribution. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to plan ahead if they intend to spend time visiting the state park system over Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, holiday weekends over the summer can be some of the busiest times at the state parks throughout the year. Residents visiting the parks may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are also reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get seven hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the ninth and the tenth showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docuseries in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign on to Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait, and history was made. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play, titled This World of Tomorrow, shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The two-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the low 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.